Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everyone. This is your favorite host, Anubis, and this is the Witchcraft Read Along Show. Today, we're going to read from a new book. We're going to tiptoe together into the magical, wonderful world of hoodoo. So, this is one of the books that's available everywhere. I'm not claiming any info. I put all the references for the author in my description and all the respect for the people who give us this info. So this book is called The Voodoo Hoodoo Spellbook. It's by Denise Alvarado. So today we're going to tiptoes into the hoodoo world. We're not going to go too deep because it's a really wide world, but we're going to tiptoes into it. So we're going to read from chapter 1, the basics, but we're not going to read all of it because it's a really big book and I don't want to ramble and keep rambling on with you and you're going to get bored. So let's read a brief explanation about hoodoo and then crossing and uncrossing and then foot track magic, and if we got time also we can talk about floor washes and laying tricks. So at the core of hoodoo are an African folklorian practice such as crossing and uncrossing, using spiritual baths and washes, laying tricks, creating goz bags, crossroad magic, and foot track magic. Acknowledging of these terms is essential in the practice of the New Orleans voodoo. I will briefly describe each of these terms in the following section. So, Denise here says that this is a book that specially talks about the New Orleans voodoo because voodoo is such a big ocean. So this book is talking about voodoo from the perspective of the New Orleans. Okay? Let's start by talking about crossing and uncrossing. Quote, crossing and uncrossing, simply put, crossing, reference to spiritual works that cause harm or bad luck. While uncrossing, references to work that reverse it. There are a number of products sold that are used to aid in putting an end to crossed conditions, particularly when used in conjuring with one or more of the balsams. For example, products such as uncrossing crystals, oils, sachets, powders, and incense are believed to be particularly effective when used in conjunction, with the 37 pulsum. The word cross is virtually symbolism with the words as such as hexing, jinx, and a curse. So simply, just to recap, crossing means putting a curse, and uncrossing means reversing the course. Okay? So, and then we're going to explain foot track magic. Let's quote, foot track magic is one of the hallmarks of hoodoo. It includes throwing powders and in such the path of a target who will suffer from abnormal melts and a run of bad luck once they have walked on it. The belief is that the toxic properties of the powder will be absorbed through the foot and the quote-unquote poison the individual. Elements such as bad back problems, difficulties walking, water retention, especially in the legs, and difficulty concentrating, are some of the complaints of those who have been victimized in this fashion. The only cursed cure is removal by a root worker. To explain furthermore, a root worker is someone who's a practitioner of hoodoo, is referred to as a root worker. Let's continue. Foot trick magic occurs in two ways, the direct method and the sympathetical method. The direct method is when the powder or other substance is thrown on the floor or on the ground, or a bottle is buried and the person's foot actually touches or walks over it. Some folks take care and throw down the mess in an X pattern. I was always told you just throw it where you know the person is going to walk. The second method involves capturing the person's footprint by gathering the dirt from an actual footprint of the target, or by taking an old sock or a shoe and deterring it with some other powder to jinx it or cross a person. So foot track magic is simply you throwing a powder and the target is going to pass and he's going to be cursed. Or there's another way where you take a sock or a shoe or a footprint and you do the whole juju with it. Okay, so let's talk about floor washes. So, and if we got time, I'm going to talk about laying tricks, but I don't think so. So, floor washes are used to remove negativity from the home or business, or to bring good fortune, increase the number of customers, or to attract love. Florida water is commonly used as a floor wash. A ritual floor washing typically starts at the back of the person's and at the end at the front door steps. The top floor is washed from the ceiling to the floor, and this is repeated on each floor until one reaches the front door, where extra time is spent scrubbing the doorway. For the best results, wash your floors, corners of the room, closets, doorsteps, spray a little on the walls, fabric, and furniture. To dispose of the leftover wash water, throw it out the front door or into the front yard toward the east. If possible, hardcore hoodoos will use their own urine or the urine of a child as an ingredient in a floor wash. So, today, this was a quick episode. We talked about a quick description of the hoodoo, and we talked about really common things as crossing and uncrossing, and foot track magic, and floor wash. The next episode, we're going to tiptoes into other things in witchcraft, and I just wanted to do this episode because I love you guys and you deserve all the best. And whenever I see the number of audience increasing and people actually is listening and people actually care, this makes me want to get the books and want to do some info, although sometimes I'm really stumbling and I don't want to talk and things like that. But I'm doing it, guys, for you, because you give me power, so I'm forever grateful. Even though I do this without any money, and I'm not going to do it with money, but I do it because other practitioners or baby witches deserves to know knowledge. And again, I'm not claiming any info. I always leave the full info of the author in the description, and if the info is not from an author, I always say in my episode, I always link an artist, because I am not claiming or stealing info. I'm just giving it to you in an easy, accessible way. So guys, I love you. This was your host, Anubis, and this was the Witchcraft Read Along Show. Be blessed, guys. I love you.